You don't get them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money, but I do, I do.
I bet y'all having a good time out there.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Wrapping it up, we'll bring in Gerard Cherry now. Gerard, obviously a tumultuous time here in Berea. Coaching search underway. What's your take on the candidates, the names you have heard? And let's get with your thoughts on, as a guy who's played for Bill Belichick, your thoughts on Josh McDaniels and maybe what would be his second tenure in the National Football League.
Well, when I think about Josh going to Denver, I picked up right away when he made the move to get rid of Cutler. Now, he won't have those same circumstances here because there's no figure that I can really think of that will challenge him for domination and control of a locker room. So I think if Josh was the candidate, you'd be safe in that regard. Really what it comes down to is, has Josh got to a place where he feels confident that he is a leader of men and the guys will buy into what he's selling? And not only that, bring what Belichick does well. Can he also bring that to Cleveland, which is accountability, having guys not just hold a high regard for themselves, but the aspects and concept of team and what that represents and putting team ahead of self, going out the ball for the team, going out there to do things necessary in the community for the team. When you go out on the football field, it's all about the team and not about self. And if he can bring that here, he will make an excellent candidate, because when you really look at the issues with the Cleveland Browns from a team standpoint, what I see is a bunch of guys. On a collective basis, there are a few individuals who don't fall under this, guys who pretty much have the mindset of entitlement. And if you can bring a guy in who knows and been around the best in the business of getting rid of that sense of entitlement, you bring that guy to the building. If Josh possesses that, by all means, you could hire him.
You know, we had Shalice Manzi-Young from the Boston Globe on with us earlier. Gerard, I know you know her from your days in New England, but one of the points I thought she made, with a really good one, with regard to the former Belichick assistants who have not made it well as head coaches, is, you know, who, or even as executives, who does well, who is more of his own man after the fact? And she pointed to Thomas Dimitroff in Atlanta as a GM, mm-hmm. and then Bill O'Brien. You know, now Bill hasn't, we'll see if he can do it in the NFL, but he certainly did quite well at Penn State. But is it possible for a Belichick disciple to kind of break away from the Belichick mold, or take enough of the good stuff from that but incorporate enough of his own to apply that successfully?
Yeah, it's totally possible. But the key part of it is the truth of the mold is the accountability aspects. Now, you don't want a situation, not to throw Eric Mangini on the bus, where you want to perceive yourself as this mean, tough guy and no nonsense, and guys aren't buying that because they don't see you in that light. So you got to be yourself ultimately, and Josh is not, from my interactions with him, a mean-spirited, disgruntled, angry human being. That's not him. Now, is he professional? Is he hardworking? Yes. Now, if he comes to the Browns and it's a sense of, hey, guys, I'm the meanest guy to ever walk the streets of Canton, wherever he's from, then that's not really him either. So I think it has to be a situation where, yeah, you can break from that mold. Ultimately, though, you break from it by being authentic and being real and letting guys know what your agenda is. And if you buy in line with that, you're going to have my full support. Now, Romeo was here, and one of the reasons why Romeo didn't necessarily do well is because Romeo had a bunch of young guys who couldn't buy into the concept that he was what you call a player's coach. And again, that whole issue of accountability. So now when I think about it, Eric Mangini broke that accountability, lacking accountability mode. That's one thing he did successful here. Romeo created it. I'd say Pat Shurmur contained it, and then Rob Chudzinski allowed it to continue. So when I look at the situation, yeah, you can bring the elements of, to answer your quick question fully, Vic, yeah, you can bring in a Belichickian assistant. The key part is, though, yes, you do have to be your own man. You can't carbon copy what Bill does because, heck, there's only one of him.
We have very little time, so try to be brief with this one. But do you think this coaching job should be amongst the most appealing available?
I'll be as far
available
as I want to be, Nate. What kind of question is that, try to be brief? Of course I'll be brief.
All right. So never mind then. Don't worry about Gerard. We'll get to it tomorrow.
Fine.
Fine.
Wow.
Happy New Year to you, Gerard.
Jeez. That's that sort of surly thing that Gerard was talking
about. I wanted to
keep
Gerard on for the fight. They told us we were running out of time. Wanted to keep Gerard there.
Hey, Gerard, we'll see you tomorrow.
I'm just playing with you guys. See you later, man.
All right, Gerard. Stay tuned for Gerard.
Yes. Bruce Hooley and Gerard. That's coming up. This was a fun and interesting show, I thought.
Yes, indeed. It will be the first of many until they hire a coach, and then it'll either be people will be happy or it'll get even more interesting.
Our guy, Jason Lockenfora,
will be with us tomorrow.
That's going to be huge because he's been out there.
Breaking a lot of the stuff.
You know, he's wired in. We know he's wired into the organization, and he gets a lot of that stuff out there. So we'll hear what Jason's thoughts are, and we'll hear from you again tomorrow. Thank you for all being part of this. And stay warm and stay safe driving out in these conditions. Megan Rock, thank you for being part of this, tweeting throughout the show. She did a tremendous job, and she's going to put together the Browns Daily Wrap, which you will see on ClevelandBrowns.com a little later. Shalice Manzi-Young from the Boston Globe and Alex Marvitt from Fox Sports 1, Sirius XM, NFL Radio. Appreciate their participation. Of course, Gerard Cherry, Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer. All right, we'll do this again tomorrow. Maybe will there be a little less snow to deal with tomorrow, Matt, according to the forecast?
I don't think so.
You got your snowshoes on and the sleigh and everything to get you back?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Okay. All right. For Nathan, I'm Vic. Talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.